Dear brothers and sisters, you know that in some parishes in Cagayan de Oro, it would take some 7 to 8 minutes whenever I give my homily in the, during Sunday masses that I committed. So in this occasion, please allow me to speak longer, a bit longer. I will not talk about the specifically about three vows. Yeah? I believe that during your novitiate year or spirituality year, you have been talking and discussing and reflecting on this matter, especially last week during the retreat. So my focus, my short sharing is about the Holy Spirit. First of all, whenever we talk, whenever we reflect on the Holy Spirit, we have to remember that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is for everyone, for everybody, without exception. Here we are reminded that joys and troubles, success and failures, part of our daily life, these are also part of our religious life. We are not exempt. But very often we are not aware of what is deepest in ourselves. What we grasp clearly is just a small island in the midst of the wide and deep sea that is love. Very often we are just busy with something external, something on the scale that become our focus, and we miss, sometimes we forget, the inner core of our life. We know Karl Rahner. Karl Rahner, in his writing about spiritual experience, help us to look at our innermost experiences, our deep experiences that are often unperceived, often unattended seriously, which is the living presence of God's Spirit working within our own spirit. This can be easily sidelined or marginalized by the many phenomena that occupy our time, our attention, because like what I said, our being busy. But our being busy does not attain this specific and very important aspect. In this kind of case, the Spirit can be drowned out. The Spirit can be even sunk by other impressions, worries that take hold on our heart, that occupy, that dominate our heart. We seem to think that what is wonderful must be real, must be seldom. It is difficult, possible to have something wonderful. But God's grace is not like that. God's grace is guiding us to see differently. We are reminded to put aside the tendency to consider the living presence of the Spirit as something reserved only to special people, to selected people, to the elite. No. Karl Rahner here reminds us that God's Spirit lives in the human heart. God's Spirit lives in everybody's heart. The Spirit of God present even when apparently nothing is happening. Sometimes we are tempted to make something to happen because we believe that is the order, that is the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But here we are reminded, even the Holy Spirit is there in the place, in the event, sometimes where apparently nothing is happening. The Spirit is there wherever life is lived and our daily duties are carried out. God's Spirit works silently in the heart of our regular and simple activities, simple things, not necessarily in extraordinary things. God's Spirit works silently in the heart of simple people, in contrast sometimes to the pretension of those who think themselves the sole possessors of the Spirit. All of you, eight of you will become priests, will be ordained as priests. Never think that you are the possessors, the sole possessors of the Holy Spirit. Remember that in our simple lives of our parishioners, he also can see, can appreciate the work of the Holy Spirit. My dear sisters and brothers, Pentecost invites us to see that Spirit, the Holy Spirit in our own self, not to imagine as a gift, special gift, or award granted only to the elite, like what I said. Gift only to the special person. Here, we need to welcome the Spirit of God, who is the fount of all life, for all people. The Spirit is for everyone, because the immense love of God is present to all the efforts and yearnings that spring from the hearts of all God's children without exception. That is the first part of the first point there that is good to reflect on in this special day of the Holy Spirit. The second part is that the Spirit bears fruit, the Spirit gives fruit. So this is very important. Whenever we acknowledge, we claim that we have the Holy Spirit, we receive the Holy Spirit, but the question is, where is the fruit? Many things in our life are real, even though invisible. What we see is only a fraction of our physical world. Visible world. Here the Holy Spirit belongs to the spiritual world. We cannot see with our eyes. Yet, there are helpful ways how to see, how to imagine the Holy Spirit, and to imagine also the work of the Holy Spirit. We are familiar with Saint Paul, who uses a natural image when he says that the Spirit bears fruit. He means by this the visible effect of the Holy Spirit on one's life, the visible effect of the Spirit, of the work of the Holy Spirit in somebody's life. We may not see the Holy Spirit, but we can see the effect of the Holy Spirit working in us. Just like the wind, for example, we can see outside the wind. We cannot see the wind. Nobody can see the wind. But we can see the effect, the impact of the wind that we cannot see with our eyes. Whether the wind is strong or weak. That is the comparison. Paul says, wherever we find love, wherever we find joy, wherever we find peace, wherever we find patience, wherever we find kindness, wherever we find goodness, trustfulness, gentleness, self-control, there we find, we see the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there, brothers and sisters. That is very simple reminder that very often we forget. The Spirit becomes visible in and through those qualities and virtues. In his letter to the Romans, Saint Paul says, God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. In another letter, in second reading, the First Corinthians, he says that the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives to make us more like Jesus. Why he is pointing to Jesus? Because Jesus is the only person who most of all full and filled fully by the Holy Spirit. Dear sisters and brothers, the good things people do are all the manifestation, the statements of the Spirit of God. So whenever we do that thing, good things, whatever our profession, so we manifest the good things from the Holy Spirit. We are reminded here that the spiritual aspect is not something otherworldly. It is humanity at its best. We are reminded here that spirituality is not something abstract. But something can be seen, like what I said, through those virtues, fruits that make the work of the Holy Spirit visible. That is why whenever we can have our own time for reflection, to judge if what I have been doing this day is good or not, reflect that way. So we can judge if I express, I show my kindness to the people, or I hurt the people. So we can judge simply that. In the story of the Pentecost, dear brothers and sisters, humanity can be seen at its best, united and sharing in this day. Paul brought about a wonderful bonding of people from all over the Roman Empire. They were united in admiring, embracing the Lord together. Despite the differences of language, despite the differences of cultures, there was a real communion among them. They didn't ask each other about the color, about the nationality background, about the parties. No. They are united in admiring one God. Here we are reminded, wherever communion of heart and mind exists among people of different backgrounds, the Holy Spirit is at work. I like this here, unity in diversity. That is also the motto of our country in Indonesia, because we consist of almost around 700 different tribes and more than 300 different languages, not counting the religion. So it is difficult, it is not easy to work on it. And I believe even for us, if we are talking about ourselves in our church, in our congregation. But let us put in our mind, let us put this thing doable, let us put this thing workable. Unity in diversity. We are not talking that I will belong to Vietnamese district, you will belong to Philippines region, somebody else will belong to U.S. province or where else, no. First of all, we belong to one congregation. Do your best for the sake of the congregation. Through your serious life, comprehending the simplicity of poverty, justice, my dear sisters and brothers, let us continuously ask the Holy Spirit to guide us.